जय हिंद चिल्ड्रेन, आई माई सेल्फ पी नायक टीजीटी ऑफ एस एस काक्रापर इज गोइंग टू एक्सप्लेन द हिस्ट्री लेसन ट्राइब्स नोमड्स एंड सेटल्ड कम्युनिटीज। नाउ वील डिस्कस अबाउट हाउ नोमड्स एंड मोबाइल पीपल लिव्ड। नोमाडिक पेस्टरलिस्ट मूव्ड ओवर लॉन्ग डिस्टेंसेस विथ देयर एनिमल्स। They lived on milk and other pastoral products. They also exchanged wool, ghee, etc. with settled farmers for grain, cloth, utensil and other materials. They bought and sold these goods as they moved from one place to another, transporting them on their animals. The Banjaras were the most important trader nomads. Their caravan was called Tanda. Sultan Alauddin Khalji used the Banjaras to transport grains to the city markets. Emperor Jahangir wrote in his memoirs that the Banjaras carried grain on their bullocks from different areas and sold it in towns. They transported food grain for the Mughal army. Carrying grain. Many pastoral tribes reared and sold animals, such as cattle and horses, to the prosperous people. Different caste of petty peddlers also travelled from village to village. They made and sold wares such as ropes, reeds, straw matting and coarse sacks. Sometimes mendicants acted as wandering merchants. There were caste of entertainers who performed in different towns and villages for their livelihood. Now, dear children, we have to read Changing Society, New Caste and Hierarchies. As the economy and needs of society grew, people with new skills were required. Smaller caste or jatis emerged within Varnas. For example, new caste appeared among the Brahmins. On the other hand, many tribes and social groups were taken into caste-based society and given the status of jatis. Specialized artisans, smiths, carpenters, and masons were also recognized as separate jatis by the Brahmins. Jatis rather than Varna became the basis for organizing society. Among the they belong to different lineages such as Hunnas, Chandelas, Chalukyas and others. Some of these also had been tribes earlier. Many of these clans came to be regarded as Rajput. They gradually replaced the older rulers, especially in agricultural areas. Here a developed society was emerging and rulers used their wealth to create powerful states. The rise of Rajput clans to the position of rulers set an example for the tribal people to follow. Gradually, with the support of the Brahmins, many tribes became part of the caste system, but only the leading tribal families could join the ruling class. A large majority joined the lower jatis of caste society. On the other hand, many dominant tribes of Punjab, Sindh and the northwest frontier had adopted Islam quite early. They continued to reject the caste system. The unequal social order prescribed by Orthodox Hinduism was now widely accepted in these areas. The emergence of states is closely related to social change amongst tribal people. Two examples of this important part of our history are described below, and we are going to read about them in the next module. So, dear children, now the lesson is over. Thanks all. Have a nice day.